This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is pretty fantastic because it sounds ridiculous, but when you think about it, pheromones, mm-hmm. the way it all works, it makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, scent is what makes the whole world go around. Yep. If you know anything about animals, you know, female comes into season into estrus, mm-hmm. and the dudes go crazy. Ask any deer hunter. Ask any guy who knows deer. Like, that's how you get your ass kicked. When all the does come in season, the bucks get a little strong with everything.
Oh, yeah.
Our next guest is a Los Angeles-based clinical sexologist, author, and internet personality who has appeared on CNN, The View, TMZ, and MTV, as well as having over 35 million followers online and receiving coverage in Forbes, The New York Times, and Time Magazine. And today, she's here to talk about the new trend of vabbing, the practice of dabbing your vaginal juices on your body to attract others. Please welcome, Shen Budram.
Hey Shen, welcome to the show.
That was my first time being introduced by artificial intelligence.
That's right.
So, wow, thank you for a first. That was incredible. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you. First of all, what a fantastic name, Shen Budram. And then
thank you.
You ever notice nobody puts a bad picture up on their website? We're all looking at your photograph going, Jesus Christ, is this girl beautiful?
She's mesmerizing beautiful.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's not fair. It's not fair, Shen.
I don't know how you guys have brought me on this show to talk about seduction and flirting when you are clearly the pros here. You just came on. First of all, enticed me with a robot, and now I'm getting all these incredible compliments. Thank you.
Wait, did I tell you about a story about how I solved a major crime yesterday?
Oh, boy.
But let's focus on you right now. So, vabbing, by the way, I laughed out loud. And then I thought about it and went, no, that probably makes really good sense. And I'll let you explain it to the good listeners.
Yes, so vabbing is not my brainchild, as you know, and as you just mentioned as well, too. It's a practice of using pheromones to attract people. There was a male equivalent of vabbing, you know, in the 18th century or so, that they used with their handkerchiefs, where they used to place those in their armpits for the day so it would soak up their natural scent, and then they would use their handkerchief, you know, to dab sweat off someone's forehead, etc. Vabbing is when women take their vaginal fluids from the Bartholin glands, like right at the opening, and you would apply that just as you would apply perfume to all of your pulse points. And the goal would be so that you would emit this pheromone circle, this pheromone dome that would draw people in.
Now, see, I get that.
It makes so much sense.
Yeah, no. There's definitely a pheromone. And I don't think that everybody's pheromone attracts everybody. Is that right? Or does it? Is it?
Yeah,
is
you're correct. But there's been experiments before where people are attracted to certain people's smell. But here's the thing with pheromones, and I will say this about vabbing, it is not scientifically proven to be true. And actually, the way that this has all come up, this whole storm, is I wrote a book, The Game of Desire, and in it I was trying to help six women who are consistently down on love, not as good as you guys when it comes to flirting by any capacity, by any measure. And I was trying to work with them to make them masterful seducers. And in the book, we just tested out a bunch of different experiments, and that was one of the ones that we tested. However, there's not been any scientific proof, and also, like you said, animals it's a different part of the brain that smells or senses pheromones. It's not your olfactory bulb. And so there's been scientific proof that humans don't have that part of the brain that picks up pheromones the same way that a deer would or that a dog would. So this, in many ways, is a placebo effect, if anything. And to your point, if somebody is familiar with your smell, and knows and likes your smell, it doesn't have to necessarily be your vaginal smell. It could even just be your natural scent.
Sure.
That's going to cause attraction.
It very much does. No, I absolutely have that with my girlfriend. There's a certain smell,
mm-hmm.
and I can literally smell the skin on her neck, and I'm 100% there. Like, I'm completely taken with
it. Same here. Not your girlfriend, but mine.
No, it's okay if it is.
Was it based on familiarity?
Yeah. But it's but I just feel like vabbing could lead to some awkward moments. You know, I lean in, give her an honest hug, and I'm like, you smell like vagina.
Well, if you start licking her neck in the moment, yeah, might get
I'm
weird.
Like, you're just going for the long one. You're like, you're just like, man. But I just feel like it could, you know, it could get awkward when you have to explain yourself.
Absolutely. I have been, I bring up vabbing a lot. I'm going to be totally honest, mostly for shock factor. And also, again, I think for placebo, because if you do it, whether it works or not, I think doing something that bold is going to cause you to act more bold.
Sure.
If you have a hard time going out at night and putting your best foot forward or your best neck forward, I think it gives people an extra boost. But that to be said, I've used it definitely on and off, you know, anecdotally and just for fun for like the past decade. And I've never had somebody call me on it before. And I've never had somebody who I know has tried it say they had an experience where somebody called them on it before. I think we're told that vaginas have this really pungent smell. And maybe they do when you're up close and personal and you're right there. And especially if you're right there, they're probably aroused. This is a lot of fluid coming out. I'm not talking about, you know, like a teaspoon that you're putting on your neck. We're talking about a very small amount. And when you consider hair products and cream and perfume, it's just very difficult to overpower all of that.
No, I honestly, in all seriousness, I like it. It's for girls. You know, obviously, there's a difference between I've been jogging for, you know, through the desert all day, and
of course
I have a clean, natural scent. And no, I think that's incredibly. I think it's great. I don't think there's anything bad about it at all. So I truly
love
understand
that because, as you know, a lot of male commentary, like I was on TMZ and Harvey was like, "Oh my God, this all just smells very fishy," and I think that's been a lot of people's commentary, and to me, that's been interesting to see how much disgust there is for the idea of what the female body smells like. And I think it's misinformation. I think if you've got a fishy odor, you might have bacterial vaginosis.
That's it. You got a funky dance floor. You got something going on. Same way if you're a guy, maybe you take a shower before you ask her to put her mouth on it. You stupid a-hole. Like, I mean,
Harvey.
Let's all be clean and then get down with it.
Yeah, step up your game with what women you're hanging
Harvey,
with, too.
Like, listen, Harvey's just guessing, all right? Like at best.
It's just not all that way.
Yeah. It's trust me, Big Gay Jeff once called me to ask me, a friend of ours who's an incredible artist, but he would happen to do breasts. He's like, does that look right? I go, no, it looks like you put circles on a chest right now. I go, there's some change here. He got it down really well. But again, that's Harvey guessing at what a woman might have a scent like.
I think that's a joke. And at the end of the day,
it's a stupid joke.
Because even all the showers in the world aren't going to change the fact it's coming out of your body.
Yeah.
And so it's really more about diet and about overall health. So that's to say, most people, like even most people's natural smell without deodorant isn't like clear the room. Some people are, and I think that's what those companies bank off of, making everyone feel like they could be that person. But majority of us, our natural smell is we're drinking our water and we're eating healthy and we're having lots of vegetables and we're not having like the Popeye's chicken sandwich daily. We're probably doing okay.
And
can go a day without deodorant.
Listen, I know girls who, when a guy is fresh in from working outside, they love it. Now, obviously, if you sit around for 2 or 3 hours, maybe not so much.
Yeah, I don't want it.
But right out of there, like when sweat's new, absolutely, man. Like I think girls smell fantastic and natural. It's all good. People are always going to be goofy because, you know.
It can be awkward.
Let's
face
it. Men are afraid of women. That's at the end of the day. We're just kind of terrified of you.
Yeah.
It's true. Like I gave up a few years back when I met my girlfriend Sassy Von Fancy Pants. I'm like, look, you run this whole thing. I'm going to pretend once in a while that I'm in charge and you let me do that. But in the end, I know exactly how this whole thing plays out. I get wound up.
Your partner was babbing. What would your reaction be? Would you be like, I've been tricked? Would you be enticed?
I'd tell her,
say, don't do this anywhere else.
You're not going to see anything but the top of my head until November.
That's awesome.
Yes.
He's a fan.
The best response I could have possibly asked for.
I'm in.
Big
count me in. Big fan. Big old fan. But I think it's great. You guys got to check her out on YouTube. She's a sex girl. Shan Boodram, ShanBoodram.com. And so how often do you put a new video up?
I put a new video up maybe like once a week or so. Yesterday I did one with a group of women talking about body image. I'm going to force a plug for my new book that's out, that is the number one new release on Amazon for the dating category. It has been since it came out. It's called The Game of Desire, and that is where you can learn more about zapping and see how we tried it out at Soho House and what the results were.
Well, look, send us some. I'd like to read it. We'll have you back on.
I would die. Would die to do that. So I will arrange to have that 100%.
I'm going
to
put you on.
Some extra gifts, too, that I think will also be just as interesting for you.
Fantastic. Stay right there. Hold on. Nice to meet you, Shannon. I had to turn her picture off because I couldn't have that. It gets weird.
I know.
You know, but yeah, but I mean that's true. Like I'm definitely a fan. Like
I love Mike's natural scent. That's no joke.
You know, if you got the funk, we're not cool. Like again, I don't think if I'm out of the land all day and I've gone well past the that's a fresh scent.
Yeah.
Like she's not like, man, can I get some more of that?
Do not show.
Or maybe you run through the shower real quick and I'll meet you over here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, because. We'll have that absolutely exact conversation at the house. It's like, do you mind if I hose off real quick? And I'm like, okay.
It just depends, right?
Yeah.
How fresh. And if you make
know
it, if you're making
out.
Your own sweat,
yeah.
Like that's the best.
Yeah.
No, big fan, big old fan. And it takes a while to convince a girl that you really do mean that, because chicks have been shamed into all kinds of business, right?
Yeah, because people get awkward about it. It's an awkward thing to talk about.
And I'm like, no, I'm you know me.
I know you're not.
I got no problem looking right now and go, man, I'm a big fan. In fact, here, let me prove it to you.
And here's my wallet and my car and my house.
Like,
some girls are insecure or have a fear of, oh my God, you don't want. You know, God forbid somebody say something.
Many girls are like that in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'd say majority of girls, or at first, are like,
even if there's no problem.
Let me show you how this is going to go.
Yeah.
Because I'm a man who understands.
That
this is not so magical. The rest of me is not so magical. So
help me help you.
Yeah, that's it. Like, I'm just trying to make up for other deficits, like my personality. So.
Well, bad news, Jake. You may be in touch with her again.
Well,
you're
welcome. I didn't feel like I overstepped my bounds, but I did tell her, you have got to get some work done because you are not attractive.
Did you give her that one?
Oh, yeah.
Pulled a T, the reverse.
She's super ugly.
She is gross.
Yeah. I don't think that girl can be broken, though. She gets it. Mm-hmm. She was so good on TMZ.
She knows.
On TMZ, she made the dude smell her wrist to see if she'd done it that day or not. And he's like, oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I think you did it. And she's like, yeah, I didn't today. Pervert. Walk away.
Atta girl.
Harvey.
Yeah, Harvey's not dealing with ladies a lot, so.
Look, I get it. I don't like balls, man. But just don't be a bitch about it, Harvey.
Yeah, you do you.
Yeah. It's funny. I'm about to ask Big Gay Jeff if he ever just, like, gets a big nut puffer. Like, ball sweat. And he's like,
scoop. Shoot.
Big whiff of the taint.
Gives his boyfriend a big hug. He's like, what's up? You smell what?
Smell what I'm smelling?
What the Ankh is cooking? What?
This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.